Agenda 2063, a 50-year development plan, also known as the Africa We Want, spells out the aspirations of the people of Africa and her diaspora for the future. Short, medium, and long-term goals have been laid out in the roadmap or blueprint, like, for example, the aim to silence all the guns by 2020. The agenda's goals can only be achieved with the African Regional Communities, or RECs, says Majid Abdelaziz, the Undersecretary General and Special Advisor on Africa and chair of the meeting.
This Africa we want can only be attained with the critical role of the RECs as the building blocks for continental unity and integration. The integration implied in Agenda 2063 is not limited to the traditional focus of the RECs on regional economic integration. Rather, it is an emphatic and amplified call to focus on the nexus between peace, security, and development.
There are 8 regional economic communities in Africa recognized by the African Union, or AU, that promote regional integration by reducing trade barriers. Out of the 8 official RECs, 3 have systems in place to promote and protect human rights. The Deputy Secretary General, Jan Eliasson, commended them for their unwavering resolve to promote interregional trade as well as social and economic cooperation. But he also noted their increased capacity to deal with the root causes of conflicts in their respective regions.
The Economic Community of West African States helped to consolidate peace in Mali and the Sahel region. The Economic Community of Central African States is playing a mediating role in the ongoing crisis in Central African Republic. I also welcome efforts by the Intergovernmental Authority on Development, IGAD, to resolve the situation in South Sudan. The Southern African Development Community, SADC, is working with the International Conference on the Great Lakes region to implement the Peace and Security Cooperation Framework for the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Great Lakes region.
Mr. Eliasson added that a stronger regional integration was needed if transformative changes were to be realized in the development of the continent. While the briefing is used as a platform to raise awareness of the work of the RECs or regional blocs, it also creates an opportunity for them to build and strengthen partnerships with the international community. Salamatu Suleiman, the ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, says there's a need for more synergy with the AU and the UN.
We want to ask for support of the United Nations system in providing technical and capacity to the RECs to enable them to deepen their involvement in the implementation of the agenda, as well as facilitating coordination, monitoring, and evaluation.
Africa's Agenda 2063 and its first 10-year plan will be formally adopted at the next African Union Summit of Heads of State and Government in January 2015. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.